When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Jack Austin here. I play Mike Archer in a new Seven Lamb audio drama series called Tower 4. Mike is a newly hired fire watcher in the Wyoming woods. What he thinks is going to be an easy 5 months of surveying the woods and working on his book quickly turns creepy as he starts picking up eerie whispers and classical music over his radio. More strange occurrences take place with each passing day. If you want to listen to this new mystery thriller, visit www.sevenlamb.com or search for Tower 4 wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 4, Episode 10, The Presentation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So much for a fast ride.
The trees don't make it easy.
It's not the landscape. She's hungry and thirsty, Mark. We need a rest. Come on, girl. This way. This way.
I haven't seen smoke in a while.
Yeah, but with this tree cover, we can't see much.
Let's break. Quickly. Feed her and give her water.
We're running real low, Mark.
Let's give her what we can.
We climbed off Blue and tied her to a tree. I dumped some food on the ground. While she ate, Mark got water. I had a tin bowl that we put down and poured water into. It was small for a horse, but she would have to make do. There you go, girl.
You still got what? A gallon?
About. She's gonna need more water than that. You need to find a water source. What does the map say?
There's a small river that cuts through the forest. Honestly, we should have hit it by now.
We rode all day, but still didn't reach the edge of the forest. I guess we can assume Sugar is gone for good.
I'd say that's a safe assumption. It is a big forest.
Hopefully she wasn't eaten.
By a bear or people?
Either, Mark.
Smart person would use her as transport.
Yeah, but you heard that guy. Those people were starving.
Okay, I'm seeing a few lakes, but we're not close. They're further south.
In the river?
Verde. It's hard to judge. It meanders through the woods towards the lake. We may be close, but we'll just have to keep heading west.
You think after that rainstorm, there would have been a few puddles. But no. The forest soaked it all up real quick.
Oh, shit.
What?
Look.
Mark pointed up through a gap in the branches above. In the distance, smoke. Great.
I still think we're ahead of it, but I don't know for how long.
That's southwest, and the wind is... it's hard to tell.
No, it's definitely heading this way. We need to go.
I don't know if we can keep pushing her, Mark.
We have to, Ava. Come on. You said you didn't want to wait. You didn't want to divert. You can't change it because of the pressure.
Pressure on Blue is a lot different than pressure on us.
This whole trip we've had pressure on us. But changing things up to help others is what slows us down, Ava.
What does that mean?
It means what it means.
We needed that generator.
It's not just that. You say you want to keep going and that you're willing to push yourself, but the moment it inconveniences someone or something else...
Mark motioned to Blue.
You back down.
If we push her too hard, she'll slow down on her own. Or worse, we're already down one horse.
That fire is moving quickly, We need to go.
Don't you think I want to?
Then there's no question. If we wait around any longer, we're going to be in deep shit.
Fine.
Am I wrong?
No. You're not. I grabbed the tin bowl. Okay, girl. That's enough for now. We're leaving. As I was about to climb back on Blue, Mark grabbed my arm.
Ava, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I know we both wanted to make changes and not rush through things, but deep down, we both know we want to hurry and get to California.
I know, Mark. It's not you. It's every damn problem we face. It never ends.
No, it doesn't.
I quickly climbed on Blue's back. Mark untied her from the tree and climbed up. The smoke was over us now. Mark was right. The fire was moving fast. That was evident. Hopefully Blue could manage the rest of the way. Okay, Blue. Let's go. Easy, Blue, easy.
Shit. Turn her around.
Why?
Over there.
Mark pointed to several deer that bounced through the woods, heading north. They crossed our path, but paid no mind to us. Easy, girl.
Ava, that fire is catching up fast.
Mark, you hear that? Was that thunder?
Sounded like it.
We can keep going.
I don't think we could chance it now.
You want to turn all the way back?
No, we need to head north.
We'll never make it up that ridge.
Follow the deer. There's a clearing over there. Go.
Come on, girl. We headed for a clearing in the woods. The deer bounced through the tall grass and across the thick brush. Now where?
Keep following the deer.
We had to. When I looked to the left, the fire was crossing into the clearing. I didn't realize it was so close.
The wind's picking up, which is bad unless it storms soon.
I looked at the sky where dark gray clouds were quickly moving in, but no rain fell. The wind was so strong, it was blowing both the fire and the smoke our way. Shit. Careful, Blue. I steered Blue back into the woods, but we lost track of the deer. She's panicking, Mark.
We have to keep going.
We're running blind now.
Just keep your head down.
Blue zigzagged through the woods. We kept our heads down because of all the low branches. We could easily be knocked off in one fell swoop. I know, girl, I know.
Why are we slowing?
It's not me, it's Blue. I think she's having trouble seeing.
So am I.
The smoke was thick. I think we made a mistake, Mark.
No time to dwell. Come on, Blue!
No, stop, girl, stop! She almost ran right into a tree. She was spinning around now. The fire was making her erratic. The smoke was so thick, we couldn't see more than 10 feet in front of us. This way, girl!
This storm needs to happen now or we're fucked.
I can't control her! Blue!
Oh, shit, hang on, Ava!
I leaned forward. Mark did the same. Blue was hightailing it blindly through the woods. Blue, please, you're going too fast! But nothing I did with the rope or my feet worked. She was off. I had no idea which way we were heading. Come on, girl, Blue! But all she did was pick up speed. Blue, Blue! Lightning cracked the sky, which sent Blue flying forward. I was having a hard time hanging on, and I could tell Mark was too. His hands were gripping tightly to my waist. Blue! Then it happened. In a split second, we were clear of the smoke. But it didn't matter, because the ground gave away as Blue reached the ledge. She tripped over, and all three of us went over the side. No!
Shit!
I was thrown from Blue as she flipped. My shoulder and my side smashed into a tree. I could feel my shoulder pop as I bounced off. We all rolled down the hill over the thick brush and tall grass. I went face first into water. Water? The river. I tried to stay above the surface, but I couldn't move my left arm at all. I kept my mouth above the water as I struggled to stay afloat. I couldn't see Mark, but I could hear him. I tried grasping at anything with my right hand, but I was in the middle of the river. When I looked up, the fire was raging on both sides. Mark! But I didn't see him. Mark! I tumbled over some rocks where the water was shallow. I tried to stand, but I couldn't get my footing. Damn it. I was tossed like a rag doll down a small waterfall.
Mark!
After what felt like forever, the water eventually started to calm. It slowed tremendously around a bend. I was able to easily stay above the surface now, but breathing wasn't as easy. Smoke floated just above the water. Fire everywhere, on both sides. I wanted to pull myself to shore, but the shore was engulfed in flames. There was no safe area. I closed my eyes to stop the stinging.
Mark!
I looked back, but saw nothing but smoke. I had to get out somewhere. But how? Where? Everything around me was burning. I slowly floated along. Eventually, I hit a grouping of logs and rocks, which stopped me. But I didn't climb out. I just stayed there, relaxing, unable to move. I was tired, hurt. I closed my eyes again, unable to even think. Then a raindrop hit my cheek. Oh, thank God.
So they had an opening?
Mark worked his magic.
And Jay?
Jay's in Atlanta. He's booking a flight now.
For Friday?
Can you take me to the airport?
You're meeting them in New York?
Already booked a flight. It's early.
Early doesn't bother me. You know that.
You'll have to skip the gym.
That's fine.
Or I can just take an Uber.
No. I'll drive you, babe.
Okay. I'll have to think about everything I'll need. I don't want to forget anything. Although, you could always send me back info.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you didn't want to forget a cardigan or eyeliner.
No, I need to make sure we have our portfolio in order.
What about Mark?
He's got the files too, but I keep everything organized.
You do?
Yes, I do.
And it's the whole weekend?
Yeah, that okay?
It's fine, but
What?
What's the room situation?
Really?
Let me pay for your room. How did you get a room anyway?
Because of the dropouts, Mark reserved a spot in rooms.
Multiple?
Yes, dear, but we were just going to use one.
All three of you?
They had two rooms available with the dropouts, but we figured we'd split the cost and just take one.
Let me pay for the other room.
Really?
Yeah.
It's super expensive.
That's fine.
You know you don't have to worry about me.
I'm not worried about you.
No?
I trust you, Ava.
Mark?
I trust him, too. I would just feel more comfortable.
We're just friends.
I see the way he is with you. He likes you, Ava.
No, I told you. That was a long time ago.
You may think that, but no.
Why do you say that?
Where's he been the last few weeks?
Lectures, like Jay. He's been traveling.
Jay's lectures were planned. Mark's? Spur of the moment.
Meaning what?
He left the moment he heard of our engagement.
No, that is not true.
It is.
So what? This is all an elaborate plan to get me alone for the weekend?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all. It all seems legit, and if Mark has pull, freaking use it. Get the funding you guys deserve. I'm just saying he cares for you, and while I trust you both, I would just feel a little more comfortable if you had your own room.
Okay.
Thank you.
I slowly opened my eyes, not realizing I had drifted off. I was still in the river, lying on a collection of rocks and branches. A light rain fell, and I could see mist. Or was that smoke rising? There was no fire anymore, just the charred remains of a forest. Someone approached. Was it Mark? 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 I lean to the side to see a young girl in a raincoat and boots. Her hair clung to her brow and neck. She looked to be in her teens. She bent down over me.
You okay?
Not really.
Here.
Wait.
What?
My arm. It's popped out of its socket.
Oh my God.
I leaned up, holding my left hand steady with my right. The girl helped me pull up to a seated position on a log.
Thanks. But can you help me with this?
I don't know if I can. That stuff makes me queasy. The sound of it.
Okay, well, then you might want to cover your ears.
Really?
Yeah. The girl did, as she took a couple steps back. This wasn't the first time this has happened. So I grabbed onto my arm and clenched my teeth.
Shit.
Quick, Ava. Make it quick.
Ah!
It hurt, but my whole left side hurt. The shirt was ripped and bloodied. I could see bruises and scratches all along my waist.
Is it over?
It is.
I still hurt it.
Sorry.
Do you want to get up now?
I stared at my hands. They were pale and pruny.
The fire's been put out. I have a place.
Place?
With my stuff. It's a cave, really. I have food and water there. And blankets.
I have to find my friend.
You were with someone?
Yes. We were riding through the woods on a horse, but got caught.
I haven't heard a horse.
She shrugged. I didn't know if Mark floated past me since I fell asleep, but I figured the best course of action would be to head back upriver.
I have to find him.
Your friend?
Yeah. I patted my sides, realizing I was weaponless.
Shit.
What?
I lost my supplies.
A gun?
That too.
I have a gun.
The girl was doe-eyed and innocent. She smiled at me warmly, which made me feel weird for some reason. Where was this girl's parents?
I can help you.
Are you alone? She didn't answer right away.
I'm not. I'm with my mom. She should be back at our place soon.
But you're out here alone?
I had to move some of my stuff because of the fire, so I came to the river.
So your place?
I cleared up a lot of debris. It should be all right. But I came to the river just in case.
And your gun?
It's on me.
Is your mom watching your stuff?
No, she, had to take care of something first. But she'll be back.
Then maybe you should stay here. Stay by your things.
It's not much. Everything else is back at the cave. I just took what I needed for now.
Just in case?
Yeah, in case the fire didn't stop.
Oh.
Really, I can help.
Why was she so adamant about helping? Okay. Well, did you see anybody float by? My friend Mark...
No. No one came by. You're the first person I found.
Then I need to head upriver.
Okay. I know the river well, at least around this area. Here, follow me.
I was a little nervous and suspicious of the girl. But what else could I do? I needed to hurry and find Mark.
Ava? Ava! I had been stumbling through the charred and smoking brush for a while. I followed close to the river. Ava was in front of me, so I knew she would be down the river. But how far, I wasn't sure. Ava! My leg was killing me. I had hit a rock when I first tumbled into the river, so I couldn't move fast, which was annoying because it was just starting to feel better a couple days ago. Ava! Ava was gone. Blue was gone. It was raining. I was tired. My leg hurt. My arm hurt. My arm was actually bleeding again. I needed to find her, but I was physically unable to move anymore. I had to rest, even if it was just for a second. Luckily, I managed to salvage one of our backpacks. I pulled out the gauze and quickly rewrapped my arm. As I sat there leaning against the tree, I thought about our trip. I knew it wouldn't be easy, and I was right. To think that we were in New York the night before all this happened. presentation went better than any of us expected, and celebratory drinks were in order. Lots of them. I think, that is the end of it.
Aw, we missed it.
Don't act like you care.
I feel bad dipping.
Dipping? We watched most of them. Hell, you're the one that wanted to have drinks.
Well, yeah, we gave one hell of a presentation. Right, Jay?
What?
The presentation.
We have to go on again?
No, Jay, it's over.
Oh, don't scare me like that.
I don't think I could do it again. Not that good, anyway.
Look at Ava bragging and shit.
I didn't mean just me. I meant us.
Sure you did. Jay, did she mean us?
What?
What the hell are you doing, man?
Who the hell are you texting?
No one. I'm watching the news.
This is a celebration, Jay.
Yeah, but look. Another asteroid or whatever hit.
Hit what? San Jose?
No. In Brazil.
What the hell? Really?
Yeah, look. It's on TV right now.
How does that happen?
It falls to Earth.
I didn't mean logically? Logistically? You know what I'm saying. I meant, how does that happen without a warning or something?
I don't know.
Jay, are you watching the news on your phone right now, or are you trying to not throw up?
A little bit of both.
I'll get the tab.
Guys, we're going to White Plains tomorrow, right?
That's what you wanted to do, correct?
Yeah, but I'm going to sleep in a bit.
Same here. Good night, fellas.
I actually may throw up. Mark, what are you doing?
Huh?
Are you coming in or what?
Oh, in a minute.
What are you doing?
I'll be there in a minute, Jay.
Okay.
I remember standing outside Ava's door and wanting to knock, but not doing it. Instead, I stood there for a long time before eventually going back to my room and getting Jay a bottled water. I thought the alcohol had given me courage, but it wasn't courage I needed. Ava was with Scott. She knew I had feelings for her already because of San Fran. I wanted to tell her more. How long I've cared for her, how long I've wanted to tell her. But I had missed my chance, and I knew it. After San Fran, no amount of alcohol would help me say the things I wanted to say. She was happy with Scott. I had to leave her be. So I did. It did hurt, though. Especially now, because of so many close calls we've had on our trip. How can I never tell her? Ava? Maybe that was for the better. This was a damn apocalyptic nightmare. There were more important issues than a stupid fucking crush.
Mark?
Ava! I promised to get her to Scott. And I'll do just that. I grabbed my things and I made my way to the riverbank. Ugh. Ava!
Mark!
There she stood, on the other side, smiling. She was okay. Thank God. I smiled back at her as I made my way into the calm water. Part of me did wonder whether Scott was still alive, and whether that would change anything for us. What us, Mark? She's your friend. Treat her as such. She's counting on you. I felt bad for even thinking Scott gone. Even if that ended up being the case, it felt wrong. I quickly shook the thought and made my way across the river.
End of All Hope, written by Robert M. Lamb, edited by Issa Yazdizadeh. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Ariel Hack as Mia, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Chris Dottoli as Teddy, Jody Swenson as Stephanie, Catabel as Madison, Gareth Thomas as Sammy, Crystal Hall as Lane, Michael Moman as Roger, Evelyn as Brielle, and Ian Feller as Hudson. Co-starring Justin Alderson, Brian Messick, Sylvester Jeku, Corey Pettit, Brett Wilkins, Amber Simpson, Nora Darling, Zane Bowman, Joseph Harmon, Mark Karoftis, Megan Austin, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, and Amberlynn Nicole at YouTube.com/Amberlynn Nicole. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lam.com for other audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7lam production.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.